This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
6:21 on a really pretty Wednesday morning throughout Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia, live off Highway 82 in Brantley County. This is Wildfire Relief Day. Hope is here. The Georgia Wildfire Relief Fund is overseen by the Salvation Army. And in Brantley County, through Atkinson and Waynesville and Nahunta, helping thousands of families whose lives have been disrupted, uprooted because of these wildfires. We're encouraging you to consider a donation in any amount to the Salvation Army at WOKV.com. I've already done it earlier today. You make sure you select South Georgia Fires, and 82 cents of every dollar goes directly to the relief efforts here. And as I arrived in the afternoon hours at Satilla Grocery, I caught up with Randy White. He's a retired law enforcement officer from Rexburg, Idaho. He was kind of dozing off under a huge tree outside the grocery store in the afternoon. He's called this parking lot home for more than a week.
Three of us were dispatched down here to the fire.
When did you arrive?
We arrived, let's see, on Tuesday, I think.
Of last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the call like? How does that all work?
Well, my boss just called and asked if I wanted to go to Georgia. And I says, well, what state's that in? Because usually we don't go in out of the western states. He says, you know, Georgia the state. Really? So, yeah, we just get a call. And it's on a nationwide resource list. And they just put it up and see if, you know, they'll say we need fuel trucks and they'll say, yeah, we have them, we can send them. So,
do you do this kind of work out west then?
Yes, all summer. I'm retired law enforcement, so I do this in the summer just to stay busy.
And so your fire season doesn't start for several months out that way, right?
I've been out as early as April on fires. Wow. In New Mexico and stayed as late as the week before Thanksgiving in Utah on a fire.
As you have been working with the crews, what have been your experiences and observations?
Real friendly people down here. They were real helpful and real friendly, everybody that we've met so far.
That's good. So, what have you seen in terms of the active fire? I mean, it seems like right now where we're seated, we're okay.
Yeah, just behind us, there's a vinyl fence that burnt right down. I don't know if you can see that right behind us, but the fire came right up behind the store here. So, but usually they keep fuel trucks away from the fire, like at the base camp and different spike camps.
So what has your average day been looking like? Because you're seated under this beautiful oak tree getting some nice shade.
We usually have busy mornings where people come in before they go out on the line, and then in the evening, just when they're coming back, they'll fuel up. So during the middle of the day, just a few operational type vehicles will stop by and get fuel.
Have you had conversations with the firefighters? What have those been like?
Just a few. They say, oh, it's winding down. We got a handle on it, you know, things like that.
As a former law enforcement, do you see kind of the weary look on firefighters? Are they looking upbeat? What's been the perspective, their body language, and that sort of thing?
They're all a team. They're all working together. They're all, you know, just kind of jovial and just doing their job.
Yeah, and I was really stunned when I rolled up yesterday off Highway 82 and 110. You could see the charred remains of trees, some of the trees still standing, others that had been brought down. But then you could also see the fire lines that had been cut over the last 2.5 weeks by the backbreaking work of the fire rescue and Georgia Forest officials. And that fence that he was talking about, I'm looking at it right now, it's maybe 100 yards from the Satilla Grocery. Thankfully, the heat stopped there. The grocery store did not have any impacts, but you can still see it even here off Highway 82. And again, if you want to consider a donation to your friends and neighbors here in Brantley County, you can do so securely online at WOKV.com.